Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Smart Money Group and Kennedy Financial Services in Eastland, Texas. Tune in every week as we share important information to help you and your family live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, legacy and tax planning, and much more, all covered now on Life Planning 101.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is another episode of Black and White Market Minute on Life Planning 101. Matt Irvin, Aaron Kennedy, and Sam Barker with you today. Kind of taking a break from the journey through the portfolio to bring you a little bit of insight on what the heck's going on today. I think Aaron's got some good information, and I'm sure eager to hear it myself. It's a little salty out there today, huh, Aaron?
Yeah, I don't know if any of it's good, but just a strange day, strange week. We're getting in the earnings season right now, so this is kind of exciting to see how the economy's working and our companies are working within our economy. Starting out bright and early this morning, Citi came out, had a great report. Everything looked good, really good, really strong. And then we have a little message from JP Morgan and said that they were going to be struggling in the future if interest rates stayed high. And the market didn't like that at all. It just immediately. Yeah. But this is what's crazy is the market's trying to digest not lowering interest rates this year. But why in the world should we at this point? Something bad's got to happen. We can't be doing good.
Well, what did – so the Fed – I think coming into the year, we had the idea of like 6 rate cuts, right? And then the Fed came out and said – we have to see some softening before we just jump off the wagon here. So that they go down to 3, is that right?
Yeah, or 2.
Or 2?
Yeah, okay, they're trying to back completely out. And that's what they need to do. There needs to be a reason to lower interest rates. Yep. And this is just crazy forecasting. Hey, we're going to juice the economy in July.
Yeah. Huh. Well, you know, something kind of interesting. We were recently at a conference and they had a someone that was very familiar with the Fed talking and comparing about that this is the most aggressive Fed ever. And really we got into an area about, you know, maybe Powell hasn't raised it as high or as quick, but he's been higher for longer. That, you know, Volcker's kind of that comparative nature, right? So at this point, based on the chart they were showing, he's been more aggressive than Volcker has in combating this. So it's kind of an interesting position.
Absolutely. He's been fastest rate increase in history. I'm not exactly sure that he shouldn't go higher. You know, that's probably the path we need to be on. That's not popular, and that's not what the market has priced in, but that's what would slow things down. We are a debt-riddled country and an economy, and that's the only brakes we have. It's a lot harder to go out and get a loan or put things on your credit card when interest rates continue to climb up. So
you know, it's kind of an interesting perspective. So when I think about that, you know, they were trying to apply the brake softly. You know, we used to use that boat functionality where you'd kind of feather the gas, right? So you'd kind of slow down easily. So they tried that. Obviously, it didn't work. We're ramming full speed with our debt. So at this point, if they started doing that or even talked about doing that, would you just see, you know, I guess it's an opinion versus fact at this point that you would just see a more dramatic reaction because it's so against what the previous thoughts were?
Yes, absolutely. That would introduce some serious volatility. And if you think about it, I mean, right now, we got short-term debt at 5, 10-year at 4.5. That's not high interest rates. Go talk to your parents or your grandparents, and you'll get to hear the story of, oh, when I was younger, I had 18% mortgage. Hey. You know, that was real.
Hey,
that wasn't too long ago.
Hey, you got to take advantage of that. But you remember the demographics of our podcast, Aaron. You got to be a little careful.
Well,
about,
you know,
about
I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you don't understand that interest rates where they are now are not high, then you need to go talk to somebody because these are still historically low interest rates.
Yeah, and they had mentioned that, you know, when comparing, you know, Volcker to Powell, and it's really where they both started, right? Powell started at 0, and so coming up so high, and that's why it seems like it's more aggressive, because you started at 0.
Yes.
And the others started, I don't recall the exact start time, but anyways, it was different. It was a little bit different, but still the severity of the rates. So,
amen. if you do it as a percentage of rate increases, it's
Powell's on fire.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
So let's get back to the market. Ended up with a down market for the week. And most of that, if we're looking at big markets, that all happened today. S&P ended down about 1.7, somewhere around in there. And then the NASDAQ ended up down about 0.75%. Our more risky places, like small caps, were down quite a bit, like 3%. Mm-hmm. And the equal weight, if everybody gets to share in this market, that market was down 2.8%. So,
wow. Is it too early to tell what's causing that? Is it just kind of a retreat, flight to safety from people that started to get in those? Because those were the areas we saw were having some growth, right?
Yes, yes. I'm still completely excited about small companies and the equal weight as well, because this market can't continue growing the way it has with just a few people playing the game. There's a lot of companies out there that are undervalued right now. And when those start making money, that's going to be a healthy market. And there's a lot of catch up to do. And that's going to be the kind of like the signal for a lot of people to jump all in. And this year started out so great. Really thought that it had already started. You know, by March the 28th, I think the equal weight was up 10%. It was ahead of the NASDAQ, so it was beating the Magnificent Seven. And then everything changed.
Yeah, you're right.
March 28th. Yeah. It's given about half of that back. And the NASDAQ really has it. And you were saying something earlier, flight to safety, flight to quality. And right now, that looks like the NASDAQ, which is crazy. Absolutely crazy to think about that's safety. But, you know, if you just look at the construction, there's no banks. There's no financials. So we're not near as worried about as interest rates there. Maybe AI is the safety that the world is looking for. But I think it's more flight to quality.
Okay.
Of the way that is being built.
Yeah.
Look at gold. Look at gold. Yep. Gold's up big. We're sitting over 2,300 right now, and that is usually our flight to safety type of measurement, and it's doing fantastic.
Yeah,
it's up well over 400 points in the very near term. So,
yeah,
what's going on there?
Right. Well, and so the VIX as well. I mean, I know we talk about this every now and again, that the VIX is that place where you can kind of see the fear in the indicator, right?
Yes.
So do you have any data on the VIX?
I think it was up at one point. Last time I looked, it was up 25% today.
Oh, in one day?
In one day.
Okay.
Just today.
So, okay. That'll be interesting to see the reactivity of that.
I think we're sitting at historical averages right now. Isn't that right? About 18 and a half?
Yeah, pretty close. I know I'm showing my age here as well as Aaron's, but I saw 25% up, and I was like, golly, 25%, that's crazy, thinking, you know, relative to what a stock would typically do in a day. And Aaron kind of looked at me with a funny look and said, no, you know, that's not that crazy for the VIX. And then back in COVID, I think it spiked up to just under 60.
Yes.
Over a full month. So, I mean, 25%, that's quite a bit. But we're way off of what we did a couple of years ago.
We're not in panic mode yet.
Right.
In panic mode.
But that's the 25%, and then now it looks more normalized, right?
Yes.
So it's like it's almost indicating that there's a healthy amount of volatility in the market.
Right. I think we've talked about this before. We've been so spoiled for so long. The average is 18%. Average.
Mm-hmm.
If you got $1 million, you're going to be down $180,000. Or up $180,000, and that's normal. You shouldn't even blink. And what was it? It wasn't too long ago that we got down under 10.
Yep.
On volatility. That's just, that is so nonchalant. Just put my money in. Everything's going to be perfect. Rainbow and sunshine.
You know, yeah, what world is that?
Time. Yeah. We woke up.
Yeah, we woke up. We came back from vacation.
Yes.
Yep. So what else do you want to share today?
What we hit it earlier, volatility. Let's just get back to normal. I'm excited about that. We're fixing to be coming through earnings season. Well, actually, it started already. We have a bunch of our companies coming up next week. So next week we will talk about one of our companies. We said we're going to do that weekly, and it just didn't. Today was a fun day.
Yeah. Well, we need to address this, get in front of this, because it is, because after what we've been seeing, it's a little bit. It would lead you to believe that there was something major going on, but what we're unpacking is that now it's normal markets.
Normal markets, getting back to normal. If anybody likes to follow Bitcoin, we have the halving coming up very soon. Price action in Bitcoin has definitely found itself. I think it's up about 71%, and there's a lot more to it than the halving. You know, a lot of these ETFs became alive, and those are the fastest growing ETFs in all of history. So if you're looking, it looks like a lot of people are looking to protect themselves from lots of debt, sovereign debt, and they're going into alternative currencies, which is, you know, gold, which is Bitcoin. And I need to go look, but I'm sure there's some other currencies out there that are a flight to safety, and we're going to see it. Big pickup there as well.
It's pretty exciting stuff. So before we get wrapped up, any last minute topics? Sam, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I haven't been watching and monitoring as much as Aaron has this week, but we have had a few conversations just about kind of investor habits and reactions. And we were looking at an interesting chart on an aggressive mutual fund, and you can kind of track the flows of the mutual fund. If you look back going into early 2022, or I guess more like early 2021, we're looking at this chart, and it shows the institutional investors as opposed to everybody else. And the institutional investors, there's a lot less volatility in the flows of assets into and out of this very risky mutual fund, whereas everybody else, the normal investor, they're really jumping in at that euphoric time. They were jumping in into early 2022, and then as the market did what it did in 2022 coming down, they were all jumping out, and the institutional investor kind of stayed flat or did a little bit of the opposite of what everybody else did. Yeah. So it's interesting. Hopefully I'm moving a little bit away from everybody else and what everybody else would do and more towards what the institutional investors are doing and what the big guys are doing. And that's kind of the goal for everybody, is to don't be quick to action when you're investing. Make sure you're doing long-term strategy and not reactionary emotional investing. So that's kind of the...
Amen. This is actually a fascinating chart. We're talking about getting it laminated to show people. And I think everybody at this point has heard of the retail versus the institution or dumb money.
You know,
there's a movie out there on Netflix, and it's specifically talking about what was it, GameStop? That's the movie. I think that's the title of the movie.
Yeah,
it's dumb money, because you know, most people invest emotionally and do the wrong thing at the wrong time, and boy, we captured it. Sam captured it in these charts. It is really, really cool.
Well, and when you think about, when you go back to the fundamentals of it, you know, institutional versus retail is worth about 7% a year, right? 7% annualized a year, difference between 3 and 10. So, I mean, you can see it in this chart. It's pretty wild to watch, because they both start at one point and you see the retail go way up and crazy and wild. But at the end of the day, the institutional wins by a landslide.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. They were buying when it was in the blood in the streets.
Yep.
And retail fled like the world was going to end.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, I guess to the institutional guys' defense, they didn't leverage their houses to buy GameStop, so, you know, which we would never recommend, by the way.
Yeah, that's no recommendations there.
So, no. So anyway,
watch the movie if you get a chance. Yeah. It's really,
Yeah.
It's eye-opening.
Pretty awesome. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for your insights as always, and appreciate you unpacking today a little bit about what happened and giving us some confidence in what to look at going forward. I know you've been busy with the rebound, so that's exciting, and I think I'm most excited to hear about, you know, some of the other funds in the portfolio as we get through earnings, kind of get that new data and see what everybody's looking at. And I know Sam's going to be listening intently to those earnings calls to make sure we don't miss anything. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and appreciate anybody's insight. So I know we're getting some feedback. Appreciate what's coming in. Always looking for more. Send us a note. Let us know what you want to hear about. If there's something you're seeing in your portfolio that you want us to kind of unpack and unfold, we can sure prioritize that a little bit. So it's been a lot of fun. So anyways, but I guess if we're all wrapped up today, guys, Sam has nothing more to say today, so that's good.
Short-winded.
Yeah, but I appreciate everybody. We do as your firm. We appreciate you and your business. And God bless everybody. And that'll wrap up today's episode of Black and White Market Minute on Life Planning 101.
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Smart Money Group and Kennedy Financial Services. If you have questions, you can email them to lifeplanning@kennedy-financial.com. Be sure to tune in next week for more Life Planning 101. The opinions expressed herein are those of the firm and are subject to change without notice. The opinions referenced are as of the date of publication and are subject to change due to changes in the market or economic conditions and may not necessarily come to pass. Any opinions, projections, or forward-looking statements expressed herein are solely those of the author, may differ from the views or opinions expressed by other areas of the firm, and are only for general informational purposes as of the date indicated. Securities offered through Calton & Associates Incorporated, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Smart Money Group, LLC. Kennedy Financial Services and Smart Money Group, LLC are separate entities and are not owned or controlled by Calton & Associates Incorporated.